All right, back to Ragtube, KN4RJN.
This is KN4RJN. Well, that's about it on the on the James Webb. But like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing the images when those finally come in. But we're gonna have to wait a little while. It's got a long ways to go. So that's about all I've got, Wendy. I'll say 73s. Enjoyed the reading of The Night Before Christmas, and you tell Mark we said hi, and I will back on out of here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4HTP, thank you for joining me on the radio for a chat tonight, KN4RJN. Hope you have a pleasant evening and a Merry Christmas tomorrow with your family. At this time, I'd like to invite my friend Harry, KC4EZN. Are you still tuned in, Harry?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Yes, I'm here, Wendy. Want to wish John a Merry Christmas. Good to hear him. Sounds like he's doing well, and it was really good to hear Walt back on the radio. Hope if he's still listening, he'll take care of his voice there. We can do without him for a few Tuesdays, so let that voice get back strong and everything. But anyway, kind of enjoyed the reading of that story. Growing up, my mother had an alteration shop. This is back when you bought a pair of pants, you had to have cuffs put on them. They didn't already come cuffed. And that was her business. And holidays, Christmas, Easter, Father's Day, things like that were always her busy season. And I won't tell you how long ago this was, but she charged 25 cents to put cuffs on a pair of pants. And so Christmas time was one of those things that was pretty much occupied with her business and running around and doing all that stuff. And listen, you read the story and everything, sort of put a little bit of a different picture on that. You know, I read that story and all of that, but I don't know, the way you did it, it just sort of made things kind of special.
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. I like having fun things trigger memories, so I can picture your mother, you know, busy cuffing and hemming pants through the holiday season and coming home Christmas Eve to enjoy the time with her family.
It was always fun. Growing up, we lived with my grandparents, and they had a very large living room. We would go down in the woods and cut down a Christmas tree and put it up, and of course, I was always up waiting on dawn to crack to see what was under the tree. But that's just generally some real good memories and a lot of fun time. I got my Christmas early this year. I won't mention the name on the radio, but Monday morning we have a good morning net up here on the 9-1 repeater. It used to be on a 7-6 repeater, but it got to be where it didn't like to work right, so we moved it over to the 9-1 repeater, which most of you folks down there can't get to. But I was running my HF radio and trying to work a guy on 17 meters, and my tuner just was not happy with the antenna. And then I detected that smell that if you have ever smelled it, you never forget what it is, and that's the smell of burning Bakelite. And took the screws out of the case and let the smoke out, which they say don't do that, but for whatever the reasons, and that's a tuner that's supposed to handle 200 watts, and the radio only puts out 100, but anyway, I got one little component in it that kind of charred, kind of smoky brown. So I ordered a new tuner Monday, and it showed up on my front porch today, believe it or not. As it turns out, it's one of the vendors that shows up at our ham fest up here, so that made me feel real good. Anyway, that's my Christmas, and I got it set up, and this new tuner likes my antennas a whole lot better than the old one. But that's my happy Christmas this year, Wendy. We'll turn it back to you. Let everything get on, and like I say, just wish you and everybody else out there have a Merry Christmas, and stay home, stay safe, and enjoy the family. KN4HTP, KC4EZM.
KC4EZM, this is KN4HTP. Thank you for joining me tonight for Rag Chew, Harry. And isn't that amazing that you got for Christmas exactly what you wanted, the perfect thing? Wow, that's not a... he's amazing. this is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll give another opportunity here for anyone still listening in that hasn't checked in to check in. We're going all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or net control. KN4HTP, have I missed anyone for comments? All right. I know the net will be running tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, so I invite you, if you have a chance, to relax around the radio again, to check in tomorrow night at 9. We have, tonight I had 58 check-ins, and I will pause for a moment for my to turn in my net report, and you should hear that over the radio in just a couple of minutes. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and for listening in to Twas the Night Before Christmas. And I'm wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. Does 73s and good night, everybody.
KC4MFK, KO4RYP. KC4MFK, KO4RYP. KO4RYP, no contact, I'm clear.
4RYP, KK4JBQ.
JBQ, KO4RYP. Hey, Larry.
I'm sorry, when you called, I quite rushed into the bedroom to see if Donna would like to take the call, because she had already turned in, but the lights were out. And so, my apologies, but she had quite a day at church this evening, and you know, handbells and choir and all of those responsibilities. Donna is the director of our handbell choir, and it's been quite something to put the group into into their music tonight, but all went very well. And and she was happy to hear that you, I told her earlier, because Jan had mentioned it to me, that you were having family over, a number of people. And she was, we don't have any living relatives, she and I. And it's just nice that you still have a large family. Please enjoy them every moment. It's one of the marvelous things about being a human being is, you know, we have these family ties and connections. Thank you again, and I'll let her know tomorrow that I said hi back to you, okay? KK4JBQ.
KK4JBQ. KO4RYP, I just wanted to tell her that she did a really great job checking into the net, and we always get really excited when we hear her call in, and I just wanted to reach out and say hello and wish her Merry Christmas, and but I totally get it. I usually have turned in by this time of night myself, so that is no problem, and I did not know that she directed the handbell choir. I love handbells, oh my word, so that's really neat, and I know Christmas Eve services are probably like a long practiced for, long awaited service to have the music prepared. So I'm sure she's worn out, but you just pass along to her that I just enjoy hearing her check in, and that she did a really good job, and just wanted to wish you and her both Merry Christmas. KR4RYP, I'll be clear in your final.
You say hi to Chad for me, won't you? I know he's tied up too, and thank you for taking a moment to think about us. We will talk again soon. KK4JPQ, 73.